Welcome to LifeWorks, where we talk about life and work and making it work. I'm Hannah Greenstein, a From mompreneur on a mission just like yours, to live the mompreneur life that brings me feelings of balance and inner peace and joy. Here, I hold space for you in the many roles you play as a From mommy business owner. Join me for support, mindset, techniques, and tools around productivity, focus, and work-life balance so you can feel in balance and at peace. If you can find excitement and joy at work and at home, you will thrive in the roles you play and feel fulfilled by your life's work. And that's what I want for you. So let's get started. Hello, ladies, and welcome to the first episode of the LifeWorks podcast. I cannot tell you how thrilled I am that you're here. Let me introduce myself. I'm Hannah Greenstein, host of this podcast, conversion copywriter, work-life balance and productivity coach, and like I said, just so thrilled that you're here. I'm going to keep this episode as short as I can. So here's a quick overview of what I want to schmooze about with you today. Number one, my goals for this podcast and what you can expect to find here at LifeWorks. Number two, what I want to create with this podcast and beyond. Number three, how you can get involved, because that's everything to me. And lastly, my perspective on work-life balance and how you can start your journey towards achieving work-life balance in your From mompreneur life. So let's get started. My goal for LifeWorks is to create a place for From mompreneurs to connect, to find resources that speak to the three unique roles we play, being From, being a mother, being a business owner, and how all those roles intersect in this juggle we call mompreneur life. You can expect some solo episodes where I share my thoughts, insights, tips from the trenches as a business owner and work-life balance and productivity coach, plus guest episodes with From mompreneurs, the coolest women who not only get it from their personal experience, but who practice a profession that can help you get more productive, efficient, and balanced. I have some incredible episodes recorded and I can't wait to drop them because I know that it won't only be so fun for you to listen, they can literally change your life. You can expect more than just episodes to listen to here at LifeWorks because this is not just a podcast you plug in your ears, listen to, and then move on from. It's a community. And that is up to you to get involved, to comment. Head over directly to our website, lifeworkspodcast.com, where you can listen to episodes and then chime in with your experience, thoughts, comments, and questions. Send me questions you'd like answered, topics you're pondering, things you're wondering about, and guests you'd love to hear from. I want the episodes to speak to you, so tell me what you want to hear. You can always get in touch with me at Hannah@lifeworkspodcast.com. Really simple. Hannah, C-H-A-N-A at lifeworkspodcast.com. And most importantly, this podcast is, again, not just something you listen to, but something that will impact your life if you allow it. And at the end of every single episode, I or my guest will help you implement the insight shared by giving you a specific challenge. And if you take the challenge at the end of every episode, I am confident that you will notice that the episodes are up-leveled from just something you listen to something helping you make life work. And to create this feeling of community, camaraderie, and in it togetherness that we are building here together. After every episode, when you complete the challenge, visit lifeworkspodcast.com to comment on that episode with the hashtag #ILifeWorked. If it's something you could share, a picture of yourself completing the challenge to encourage others to hop on the challenge train. There may be some fun stuff in store for women who accept and complete the challenges, so just do it. Let me share with you my vision, what I want to create with this podcast and beyond. Like I said, I want to build a community for you. A place for you to go that is cozy and fun and inviting and empowering. A place for you to find support, tips, tricks, techniques, and tools that actually work in this lifestyle. A place where you could connect with like-minded women and up-level in your roles as a From mompreneur. And even more than that, I want to create a paradigm for the From Mompreneur. This is a really unique and new role, the From Mommy Business Owner. And there are so many resources for moms or entrepreneurs, but the mashup of the three roles that we are all playing makes our life really unique. I want to create a paradigm for you. What does the ultimate From Mompreneur look like? I want to create a model for the From Mompreneur that we will all strive towards together. That model brings mommies home. I want you to strive to make more money in less time and build up that value for home life alongside the building of an incredibly impactful business so you can achieve amazing things at work and then come home with more time and more brain space and more focus and more excitement for your families so you can nurture more and be present more and ultimately feel more fulfilled and in balance and at peace. Sound good? Here is how you can get involved. Like I said, reach out, Hannah@lifeworkspodcast.com. What do you want to hear discussed? How has the podcast impacted you? My inbox is open and waiting, and I am so excited to connect with all of you and build this community together. I encourage you to take the challenges every week, to comment on the episodes, to get the conversation going, because a community does not exist in you listening to a podcast episode, but in you jumping in and getting involved to schmooze it out with other From Mompreneurs. And now that you know my vision for this podcast and beyond, now let me share with you my perspective on work-life balance so that you know where I'm coming from with all these podcast episodes. Let's get into the juicy stuff. Work-life balance, it's something we all talk about, we all strive for, we all post about and hashtag about, and it often feels like a really elusive goal, a really elusive existence or thing that we are chasing but can't find. So I want to make it really clear. Work-life balance is not something you could see on your calendar. It's not something that could be measured objectively. It isn't something that anyone else could look at you and say you have work-life balance or you don't, because simply it is not something you have. It is something you feel. Feeling in balance is the goal. Work-life balance looks different for everyone because different people feel in balance spending different amounts of time on different things. You will feel in balance when all parts of you are cared for and nurtured. The part of you that's an entrepreneur, the part of you that's a mother, a daughter, a friend, an artist, a singer, a writer, a giver, a baker. Achieving work-life balance is finding a way to live a life that brings you that feeling of balance. It takes work. It takes playing around. It takes letting go of external expectations and finding out and acting on what's best for you, for real. It's not easy, but it is so worth it. There is so much to talk about here, and I'm going to save a lot of it for future episodes. This is just an introduction, a sneak peek to some of what's to come. I want to share with you three fundamental pillars to work-life balance. They're not the only three, but they are three fundamental pillars to work-life balance so that you could start assessing your life and seeing where you might want to start putting in the work, seeing what's the one thing you want to start focusing on. Number one is one of my favorite topics, and that's productivity. It's a fact. The more you get done in less time, the more present you could be, the more you'll have time for. You'll be able to nurture more parts of you. Productivity is a huge gift. It is also a skill that can be learned, and it is also hugely complex. There is so much to go into. Like I said, I'm going to save this for its own episode. But I want you to recognize that productivity is so much more than just your calendar. Productivity is actually the way you experience time and the tasks you have to get done in it. It is so much bigger than the 24 hours on the clock. And there is always more potential to get more done in less time. One of my favorite productivity tips, and if you know me at all, you know this about me, is time blocking.
Time blocking is an incredible scheduling technique that works with your to-do list to make your goals for the day realistic, achievable, and in your control. So that instead of deciding what to do in any given moment by consulting your, let's face it, never-ending to-do list, you have already decided what to focus on in the time blocks you set up in advance.
If you want to learn more about time blocking, I have an email mini course that will help you get started with it. So just visit lifeworkspodcast.com and sign up to get email updates. You'll automatically receive the email mini course. Time blocking is so powerful that one of the attendees of one of my masterclasses just messaged me that after attending my masterclass and implementing time blocking into the way she schedules her week, she shared, "My day is different." And this is someone that works in Israel. And so she works night hours like many of us here in Israel do. And she shared, "My day is different since time blocking. I found that I don't need to work at least 3 out of 5 nights and I still earn the same amount of money." She then clarified, she cut 6 hours out of her work week. That's 6 more hours at home, 6 more hours to clean the house, to relax, to talk on the phone with friends, to take care of errands. She cut 6 hours out of her work week and it did not affect her income because she was getting just as much done in 6 less hours of time because she started time blocking. It is such an effective technique that you don't need anything more than a pen and paper to implement, although I highly recommend using your Google Calendar. So if you haven't yet, explore this and see how you can make it work for you. That is my number one productivity tip. The second fundamental pillar to work-life balance is clarity. I believe that clarity is the key to everything good. Clarity is the key to feeling in balance, to feeling at peace. When you know with an absolute clarity what you need, and what you want, and how to achieve it. It is such an incredibly empowering feeling. And then you are actually able to get out there and do that. Do that thing. Achieve your vision because you are so clear on what it is. If you're not sure and you're hopping between this and that, you will never go into anything 100%. And that feeling of imbalance comes from being able to give 100% to each thing that you're doing. If you're able to be 100% present at work, you will be able to be 100% present at home. Identify your vision. Get clear around what it is that you want. Do so by asking yourself questions like, wouldn't it be cool if? And journal around that. Wouldn't it be cool if? And write about everything that comes to mind. Wouldn't it be cool if my business looked like this, my house looked like that, my income, my family, my relationships, my hobbies, my volunteer work, my time, my sleep, my workouts, my eating? Wouldn't it be cool if? And when you hit on that thing that lights you up, that's your moment of clarity. Also play with the 5x why rule. When you want something, ask yourself why, and then why again, and then why again, and then why again, and then why again. And after you've asked yourself why 5 times, now you know what you want. Now you've uncovered your core desire. And it might come to be in a different way than you had originally thought you wanted it to be. But if your core desire is fulfilled, it won't matter if superficially things look different than you had originally been saying, I want them to look like. Journal around your dream schedule, what you're busy with at work, outside of work, your relationships, your home, your hobbies, your volunteer work, what you're doing, what you're eating, what you look like. And ask yourself why and go deeper and journal again. And that will give you the clarity to know what you want and what you need to feel that feeling of balance. And the last fundamental pillar for today is commitment. You need a strong commitment to making it work, to not settling for the status quo and being like, this is what life is. Life is busy. Life is overwhelming. Life is draining and exhausting. Yeah, I'm tired. That's life. That's not life. That's what you're choosing for your life to be, but life absolutely works if you choose to make it so. And if you commit to saying no to fatigue. And if you commit to doing the work to achieve work-life balance, I guarantee you, you can make the income you dream of making, achieve the impact you dream of achieving, and let go of exhaustion, fatigue, feeling pulled in different directions, constantly feeling overwhelmed and like you're dropping balls in the juggling act. That's my goal for you, to replace that fatigue, that exhaustion, that burnout, that doubt, that feeling of always failing, not doing good enough at work, not doing good enough at home, that feeling of always being pulled and always needing to be in a place that you can't be, of always needing to be in two places at once, and replace that with excitement, with presence, with fulfillment, with balance, with joy. And I believe that you can. And so right now, make that commitment. And this is my challenge to you. Make that commitment by subscribing to this podcast on your favorite podcast player, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, etc., if that's where it will be easiest for you to listen to it. And head to lifeworkspodcast.com, because that's where the fun's at. And drop a comment on this episode, say hi, and get on the email list. This way you won't miss an episode and you will always be in the loop. Because like I said, this is more than just a podcast, and I don't want you missing out on any of the fun that's going on outside of the episodes, because there will be fun outside these episodes. So once again, head to lifeworkspodcast.com. All links are linked in the show notes, and sign up for emails. That is my challenge for you today. Once you've signed up, head to the episode and comment with the hashtag ILifeWork. I am so thrilled and grateful that you're here and that you shared this time with me today. And I am so excited for the journey we are going to take together, the journey towards work-life balance, which we're going to achieve through so much self-exploration, through working on our productivity and clarity, our business structures, our practices, our values. So much good stuff is to come, and I have incredible episodes just waiting to be dropped. So get on the email list, stay in the loop, and I look forward to seeing you at lifeworkspodcast.com or in my inbox, Hannah@lifeworkspodcast.com. Till next time. Thanks for hanging out with me today. As always, head to lifeworkspodcast.com, because that's where the party's at. Drop a comment, hashtag ILifeWorked, on this episode to let our community know that you took the challenge and encourage others to do the same. If you want to hear more about what I do for mompreneurs and how we can work together, reach out, Hannah@lifeworkspodcast.com. Wishing you a day of work and life that work to bring you tremendous fulfillment and joy. Till next time, I'll see you here. And again, thanks for being a part of our incredible community.